The repo man could have kept going.
You asked him nicely if you could get belongings out of your car.
I was trying to defuse the situation, so let him get his stuff out and move on.
Then, did this deadbeat car owner go too far?
I asked him what has stopped people from driving off since you don't have the car secured.
And what did he say?
He kicked me out of the car.
He reaches into his right pocket and flips open a knife. He tells her to go to the house and get the pistol.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
20-year-old Michael Smith Jr. is suing tow company CFO Mike Langley and tow truck driver Randall Hutchinson for car damage caused during repossession.
Order. All rise.
Case number 253 on the calendar, the matter of Smith Jr. versus Langley Hutchinson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Smith, it is your claim that the defendant's company, which repossessed your car, I assume because you didn't pay for the car, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
You're claiming that in the process of repossession, they damaged the car.
Yes, Your Honor.
The defendant said that there was already damage to the car when they took the car. And their counterclaim is that you actually attacked the person on the day of repossession whose job it was to get the car from your house back for the finance company. Who would that be?
That'd be me, ma'am.
That would be...
This is the agent, yes, Your Honor.
You're the agent?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your
Honor. Okay, so why don't you start out, Mr. Smith, by telling me when you purchased this car?
November of 2015.
What kind of car was it?
A Dodge Challenger.
And what were the monthly payments?
$450 a month.
When was the last month and year that you made a payment on the car?
It was either February or March of 2017.
Why didn't you make payment on the car?
I'd been laid off.
Did you contact the lending institution?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
And?
There's nothing much that they said.
Did you have insurance on the car?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Was the insurance paid during the time that you weren't paying for the car?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what were the insurance payments on the car?
It's a premium of $600 every 6 months.
And when was the last time you made a payment on the insurance on the car?
I was paying insurance even after it was repossessed.
Before it was repossessed. You got the car back 3 weeks after it was repossessed because somehow you came up with the money.
I actually had my father pay it for me.
Good. Now, I just want to see about the insurance. What?
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you?
I am the father. I am his father.
Over here?
Yes, ma'am.
Who paid the insurance?
He was under my premium, so I pay the insurance.
The car was in whose name?
Both of ours.
So the cars were in both names. Did you know your son wasn't paying for the car?
I did not...
Either a yes or a no. Did you know he wasn't paying for the car?
It was later when I found out that he wasn't.
So you didn't know he wasn't paying for the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can sit down now. Didn't you think it was important, since your father's name was on the loan and it affected his credit too, that you tell him that you weren't paying for the car?
Yes, Your Honor.
Why didn't you?
Because I was in the process of looking for another job.
Yeah, but you had months. We're not talking about a couple of weeks. We're talking about months.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Now, on what date was the car repossessed?
It was repossessed June 23rd.
Had you put in any sort of an insurance claim for a car accident prior to the car being repossessed?
Yes, Your Honor.
In what month had you put in a claim to the insurance company that your car was in an accident?
I believe it was 2016 of August.
August of 2016. Is that the right date, sir?
I don't believe so, no.
No. You want to step up and tell me you carried the insurance on the car, so it would have had to have gone through your insurance?
Yes, ma'am.
What year did your son have an accident?
It was October. I think it was October, November of 2015. And the other person got their payment and settled his part of it. His damage wasn't settled until much later.
When much later?
Possibly August, I think.
What was wrong with your son's car?
Was it the hood?
Hood?
Yes, I think there was some damage to the headlight area.
That would be the front bumper.
Correct, ma'am. And you got it fixed earlier than August.
Well, why don't you go outside, because we're not going to need you right now. Why don't you go outside and get me records of when you had it fixed and who fixed it?
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
And, Your Honor, we can show that damage is still there. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
Do I look like I'm needing any help from you?
No.
So far, your car was in a front-end accident, which means you hit somebody in the rear?
No, I kind of brushed up against a parked car. I was going less than 5 miles per hour.
So you hit a parked car?
Yes, Your Honor.
From the front?
Yes, Your Honor.
If your hood was damaged, and if your father says the lights were damaged, that means that the bumper had to be damaged, right?
It was just scrapes, Your Honor. Paint work.
Not according to your father. He said the hood was damaged. If the hood was damaged, that's not scratched paint. Unless your car was traveling like this. How does your hood get scratched from brushing up against another car?
It was like this black rubber mark on the hood. It couldn't be buffed out, so it was...
And the bumper?
Scratch marks, it was painted over.
How much did the insurance company give you to settle?
It was around $1,500.
And how much did you pay to have the car fixed and by whom?
$1,500. It was a body shop in Little
Elm. Name?
I don't remember right offhand.
Now, the car was repossessed, according to you, in June, the 23rd of June, 2017, and it was taken from your driveway.
Yes, Your Honor.
What time?
It was around 11 o'clock at night.
What were you doing?
I was watching TV with my girlfriend.
Slowly, I want you to tell me what happened.
Around 11 o'clock at night, I was watching TV at the house, and I got a phone call from one of the neighbors saying that my car was being towed. So I got in the car with my girlfriend, and we drove down to the end of the street.
Why?
Just to get some of the belongings I had for a job interview in the morning tomorrow.
Go ahead.
And whenever we got there, he was still in his cab. So I got out of the car and he got out of his, and I recognized him from the previous job that I had. It was a security officer. And I asked him if I could get belongings out of my car, and I did so.
So you asked him nicely if you could get belongings out of your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he said, okay, because you knew why they were repossessing it,
yes.
Right? And how, step by step, he said, sure. So what did you do?
I'd have my girlfriend go back to get the keys so that way I could get into the car.
And he waited?
Yes.
And while then, she went back to get the keys?
Yes.
And then?
And then I opened up the door. I got my belongings. It was paperwork, packets, and then it was about 4 pocket knives.
In the car, you said you needed paperwork?
Yes.
For a job that you had the next day?
Yes.
What kind of job?
It was security at a retail store.
Is this the first time you worked for that security at that retail store, which you'll tell me about, maybe?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was it the first time, or had you worked there before?
It was the first time.
So it was the first day?
I still had to go in for the interview, so I needed all my belongings from my car for the interview.
You don't need all your belongings for a car for an interview. You said you needed paperwork.
Right, and while I was in the car, I just gathered the rest of my belongings as well.
And what were the rest of your belongings?
It was 4 pocket knives.
4 knives?
Yes.
What do you need 4 knives for in your car?
I go fishing.
So when you go fishing, what kind of knives do you use to go fishing?
Pocket knives.
Why do you need 4?
They dull.
Okay. So you got 4 pocket knives. Go ahead. Step by step. So you got your belongings, which your friend let you get. Somebody that you knew let you get out of the car, and?
After I got all my belongings out of the car, I posed a hypothetical question of, because the car wasn't hooked up, I asked him what has stopped people in the past from leaving with their car, and after
that... No. Don't tell me you asked him a hypothetical question. You got all the belongings. You say the defendant said to you, okay, get your belongings. I need them for a job interview. And where is the defendant waiting for you?
He's in the passenger door right next to me.
Sitting in the seat?
Yes, Your Honor.
So he's sitting in the seat next to you. You're in the driver's seat.
Yes, Your Honor.
And what did you say to him after you gathered your stuff?
I asked him what has stopped people from driving off since you don't have the car secured.
So what you said to him was this, what you said to him, what's stopping me from driving off in my car now that I have the keys because you don't have it secured? Is that what you said to him?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what did he say?
He kicked me out of the car.
And?
And I dropped my belongings on the ground.
And?
I picked them up.
And?
And I alerted the police.
For what?
Because he assaulted me. I have the police report right here, and I also have the...
Show me the medical records of where he assaulted you.
It wasn't
Show
that
me
serious.
A medical record of where he assaulted you.
He kicked me, so...
Show me a medical record of where he assaulted you.
I do not have a medical record.
So yet. What happened was, according to you, let's play out what it is. You didn't pay for your car for 5 months. The defendant's company was sent to get your car. They got your car with no confrontation at all. They pull up a little bit down the road because They don't want to start hooking up the car right in front of your house because then there may be a confrontation. So that's what repo companies do. Having been here for 100 years, they pull up a mile or two down the road to secure the car. You come hightailing it with your girlfriend.
No, Your Honor.
With you in the car. That's what you told me.
Yes.
You got in the car with your girlfriend to go after the car to get paperwork that you needed for a job interview. That's what you told me.
Yes, Your Honor.
The defendant, who you knew from a prior security job, according to you, sit. According to you, said okay when you said you wanted to get your stuff out of the car, according to you, because you needed it for a job interview the next day. So you got into the driver's seat. He got into the passenger seat. Well, not only did you pick up your paperwork from the car, you picked up four knives from the car. Then you said to him, according to you, well, now I got the keys, car isn't hooked up, what prevents me from pulling out? So we kick you out of the car.
Yes, Your Honor, but I wouldn't do so because the car is 2 feet off the ground.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. You had somebody that was treating you nicely, according to you. Now, I don't know if that's the story. He may tell me a whole different story, but according to you, you had this man who was treating you nicely, who could have said to you, take off. I repossessed your car because you didn't pay for it. You, according to you, said, I need to get paperwork for a job. And he said, okay, go in, get whatever you need out of the car. Then you got into the car and you threatened to drive away with it.
No, Your Honor.
Yes, you did.
I did not threaten you.
Yes, you did. If what you say to me is true, and I don't believe it, what's to prevent me, now that I have the keys, because my girlfriend went home and got the keys, what's to prevent me from driving off in the car? Then he said, what was I, played for a sucker? I was being a nice guy. This is according to you. I was being a nice guy. I let the girlfriend go home, get the keys, bring them back. I waited here. This car still wasn't hooked up.
Yes, Your Honor.
But it was 2 feet off the ground.
I'm just taking what he says. Okay. You were going to get me some information? Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's hope you tell a better story than your kid.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He reaches into his right pocket and flips open a knife. It wasn't just a regular knife. It was a knife with a hook on it. At that point, he hollered at his girlfriend. He tells her to go to the house and get the pistol. And Denton County Sheriff came out.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Michael Smith Jr. says tow company CFO Mike Langley and tow truck driver Randall Hutchinson owe for car damage caused during repossession. The defendants are countersuing for threats.
You were going to get me some information? Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's hope you tell a better story than your kid. Go.
Yes, ma'am. The claim was made in October of 2016, and we had a friend repair the vehicle for us.
You had a friend repair the vehicle. What's the name of the friend?
Marco.
Does he have a body shop?
No, ma'am. He just fixes out of garages.
Well, but your son just said he took the car to a body shop to have it repaired. That's what he just told me.
That's where Listen he got the me. Estimate, ma'am.
That's what he just told me. He didn't say he had a friend repair it. Okay. So, pay attention.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much did you pay Marco to fix the car? Yeah, call him easy. That's a friend. He won't know why I'm calling. How much did you pay him to fix the car?
Approximately $1,000.
Your son just told me he paid him $1,500. See what I mean? If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Sit.
Yes, ma'am.
You got where I'm going?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. June 23rd, you're doing your job, 11 o'clock at night, you repossessed a car, you pull down the road a mile and a half, 2 miles, he comes up with his girlfriend. Pick it up from there.
They weren't actually at home. They were away from the residence because they live at a dead-end street. So whenever I pulled away from the address, they came from the opposite direction. So there's no way they were sitting at home. They drove by me pretty fast, put the car in park so fast that the transmission started clicking, jumped out, and he ran over there. I recognized him from previous job. He asked if he could get his stuff out. I told him company policy is you can't get in the vehicle unless I have the key in my hand to prevent somebody from driving off.
So the company policy is you need a key?
Correct, before you can enter the vehicle.
So you told him he could get his stuff out of the car?
No. He said he needed to get stuff out of there. I told him without the key, he can't get in it. He reached for the door to grab the door, the passenger door, to get inside of it. I pushed the door closed, and that's when He yanked it open and jumped inside, the passenger side. Told me that he needed to get his stuff out of there.
Okay.
He picked up some paperwork off the floorboard. He was reading the paperwork. He was on his phone trying to call. He even told me that he was trying to call his dad, and he was trying to call him multiple times. He was wasting time. So I told him if there's nothing else in the car that he needs to get out so I can finish doing what I'm supposed to do.
So actually you let him get the paperwork and
right.
stuff from the car?
He was in it. He wasn't supposed to be, but okay. I was trying to defuse the situation, so... Let him get his stuff out. We'll move on.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Don't speak. You had your chance. I just gave you 10 minutes. Go.
He said that there's nothing that's stopping him from driving off because he's seen people do it before. I don't remember the exact wording that he used, but it was basically telling me that he's thinking about driving off, so I need to make sure that he doesn't. He reached into the back seat, was trying to get some stuff out of there. He's literally just wasting time, still calling his dad on the phone. He slides over the driver's seat, which... That kind of alerts me because he's already said that he...
He slides over to the driver's seat. Don't surmise. Don't editorialize.
At that point, I know he has the keys in his hand, so it's a push-button start, so you don't have to put the key in the ignition.
No, it's not, Your Honor. It's only a 2010.
Don't speak.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, you had all of your stuff in your hands. I'm trying to visualize, Mr. Smith Jr., how it was that you had all the stuff in your hands.
Like so.
Well, how did that happen if he assaulted you and kicked you out of the car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Smith Jr. claims tow company CFO Mike Langley and tow truck driver Randall Hutchinson owe for car damage caused during a repossession.
He reached for the shifter. I'm not sure if the car was running at this point in time. But he reached for the shifter. I put my hand on the shifter to make sure that wasn't happening, and then I pushed him out of the vehicle. He never hit the ground. He landed on his feet. The next second, I'm sitting in the driver's seat now, and he's standing outside the vehicle, and he reaches into his right pocket, which is right next to me, and flips open a knife. It wasn't just a regular knife. It was a knife with a hook on it.
Fishing
knife. So at that point, I stood... outside the vehicle, told him if he was going to use that, he better use it now. At that point, he hollered at his girlfriend that was maybe 30 yards away. She's standing by the other car that they have. He tells her to go to the house and get the pistol. At that point, I called Denton County Sheriff and alerted them of the situation, told them that he had pocket knives. I know that he had one for sure, and Denton County Sheriff came out.
Did you damage his car?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so this is what I have. I have a lawsuit for... $3,560 for car damage. And I have a counterclaim for $5,000 for money owed for threats of bodily harm, which, let us say I believe everything you tell me, which I don't. You behaved badly. Your car was being repossessed for a reason. Once that car was on his truck, that car was no longer yours to control because you had ceased to have an interest in it when you stopped paying for it. Not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, not for 2 months, not for 3 months. You cease to have an interest in it. According to you, you got a nice guy who let you take your stuff out of the car. And then you started to be a wise guy. Paperwork isn't a fishing knife. Did the police remove knives from you? That's a yes or a no.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever give them back to you?
Yes, Your Honor.
When?
As soon as the altercation was done, Your Honor.
What altercation?
The police arriving.
When the police arrived and they removed a knife, did they remove a knife from your person?
No, Your Honor.
Where was it?
I had them all in my hands with the rest of my stuff, Your Honor.
That's on your person.
Then yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, you had all of your stuff in your hands. I'm trying to visualize, Mr. Smith Jr., how it was that you had all the stuff in your hands.
Like so.
Well, how did that happen if he assaulted you and kicked you out of the car?
I gathered my belongings from the ground, Your Honor.
You mean he kicked you out of the car with your belongings?
Yes, Your Honor.
How does that happen? You fell over?
Yes.
And then you picked them up?
Yes, Your Honor. And I immediately called the police.
So did he. You've had some difficult pickups and deliveries?
I've had a few, yes, ma'am.
This was one of them?
Yes, ma'am.
You weren't injured?
No, ma'am.
Good. Tough. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
wrong-way driver in a trailer park.
Tell me what he said to you.
To turn around.
As a result, he dented the hood of your car. What did you expect him to do?
Move.
Next, Judge Judy.
It's unfortunate. Sometimes you got those people that...
Anything that he said even happened.
That act like that.
I'm not sure. He drove quite a ways with it unsecure.
Helps me later on. I can't be nice to people.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Pay your bills.
I want my car back.